Hi, Mrs. Langston and Irma Winfrey and Mrs. Taylor, who were absolutely infernal.
Greetings from the People's Temple Agricultural Project of the Northwest Region in Guyana. You've been hearing a portion of music as presented by one of the People's Temple choirs. I'm with Bishop Jim Jones, and Bishop, People's Temple has always been human service oriented in terms of reaching out to people's material as well as spiritual needs. Many religious leaders feel that the role of assisting people in a material way ought to be left up to social service agencies and not to the church, which they feel should be left to concentrate on saving souls. What was it that convinced you that religion must be made practical?
The church's inception on the day of Pentecost had very little to do with just the esoteric or the metaphysical. Certainly the new birth was the beginning, but after the inception of the Christ within, we saw a manifestation in every phase of human life, a total restructuring of apostolic society, people selling their possessions and having all things common, going about from house to house, sharing, enjoying a humanistic relationship of a higher dimension and higher order. Jesus Christ, in his judgment in the latter day, in Matthew 25, did not judge those who were believers on whether they had been baptized by trine immersion or by some other type of liturgy. On the contrary, he judged the church by whether they had fed the hungry that had come to them, whether they had ministered to those that were without homes, who were naked, who needed clothing, who were oppressed, who were in prison. He said, if you did not do it unto the least of humanity, you did it not unto me. So the Christian message, the Christology, the Logos, emphasizes social justice. That's why I practice social action every day in our relationships.
And how do you see Jonestown as fulfilling what you've just described?
Well, in essence, it is the church in action. We don't require this lifestyle for others, but indeed it is a takeoff from the early church. On the day of Pentecost, they settled a community. People came together. 120 came together. And immediately there was a sense of community. Apostolic relationships. We read a literal, or if you choose to be symbolic about the biblical passages, a figurative statement about Ananias and Sapphira. They came before the Apostolic Council and held back some of their possessions. I believe scriptures relate that they dropped dead, both of them, because they withheld only a small portion of their wealth from the community. Egalitarianism was basic to the Christian concept. And so Jonestown is an egalitarian community. It is a communal community. It's a socialistic community. And that's a long discussion of what Jonestown really is. There's not enough space. But if the Antichrist, the fascistic, the selfish nature is people against people, people separated from people, then Pentecostalism or socialism is people for people, people with people. We want to share the wealth of the world fairly to make sure we all have good housing, good education, creative work, which is the thrust of most of the economies of the world. And as we have in Jonestown, the finest medical treatment possible. It's just a delight to watch in the last 2 days where we have gathered all residents of the nearly 1,000 that are in Jonestown and done thorough cancer pap smears, thorough cancer testing for the lumps in the breast region and rectal area of the men and the females, and also prostate. All these things that would not be available unless you had an egalitarian, a Pentecostal, which means a socialistic community. And it is just fantastic to see the church in action. Now, others may not feel that that is their cup of tea or their lifestyle, but to us it's very satisfying. Not only do we meet the residents of Jonestown, which include our Guyanese nationals and we from North America, But we've reached out to literally dozens this week as our medical team went up in the Ridge area, went into Kaituma. We saved two little children by intravenous feedings. They were brought in by Comrade Holden and Innings, I believe were the name, Innes Children. Those children would have died without the medical care made possible by a Christian community sharing all of its wealth equally. And we feel that there is no greater fulfillment than that kind of lifestyle, the Christian lifestyle. Socialism is basic to that Christian lifestyle. In my interpretation, I would by no means impose my interpretation onto others, but it indeed satisfies us. We see in backward areas of the world now people who were living in the most feudalistic conditions are eating every day, whereas in Western civilization, in many of the countries of advanced technology, we see millions going to bed hungry. We see in poor third world developing countries the people riding on subways that they own themselves. They don't have to find a coin. It's their country because they helped to build it. And that's why we love the Christian community in Jonestown. Although, theologically, there's no requisite to be a Christian. We have agnostics, we have atheists, we have Mohammedans, we have Jews, Hindustani, people who have tired of the worship of things. Jesus' brother James said, pure religion undefiled before God and the Father was to minister to the orphans and widows in their affliction and keep yourself unspotted from the world, or the worship of things in the Greek. And that's indeed what we see in the Jonestown setting. It's wonderful. The medical care, as I said, here is a right, not a privilege. No one is denied because they don't have Blue Cross, or no one has to sell their house for their last operation. Those going in on our boat, which include, as I said, our Guyanese national neighbors, as well as we who are new immigrants to this beautiful, beautiful land in the Northwest District, all going in on our boat because every potential cancer has been found. And that was sixth in this community of 1,000. And we are thrilled to live Christianity. Christianity is something more than words. Jesus said that we must live it in deeds and actions, not be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And that's what we are doing, as you hear the saw in the background, building housing for everyone so that each can share and enjoy the great facilities of an apostolic setting. No one is denied because they don't have job salaries of the levels of the highest paid, from each according to his ability to each according to his need. It was not a political philosophy. It was found, incorporated in the New Testament Christianity.
How did Jesus Christ teach socialism?
He demonstrated it. Jesus was teacher, but he was also the master practitioner. He went about doing good. He was always exemplifying the spirit of cooperation, the cooperative republic spirit. He showed by his example how to live socialism, by the miracle, whatever level you see it, of the loaves and the fishes. Constantly, Jesus emphasized this kind of cooperation, which gives productivity and self-respect, because it shows that you are not left alone to rot by yourself in your own selfishness after your last friend or your cat dies, and then to be found 10 days after you die only because your welfare check or pension check is inadequate or was unclaimed, and until then no one has missed you. Pentecostalism, communalism, socialism is much more than a fair distribution of goods and services. It is a system of human relationships where domination is replaced by cooperation, where the masses of people shape the country they live in, or the community, and exercise collective control over their destiny. It is power, really, to the people in a nonviolent sense.
Here in Jonestown, you can find people from practically every racial and religious background under the sun. The members come from all walks of life and seemingly with nothing in common. What is it that has enabled such a large group of diverse people to hold together so well and be able to live and work together in harmony?
The dynamism of Jesus Christ philosophy, pacifistic socialism, That is the process. And with it has brought many victories and, of course, many problems as we came through racism and relocated 6,000 miles away. And we came to the point where we overrode graft and brutality and sadism that comes out of a society in some ways that glorifies violence in its TV media. We overrode unfairness, and we have reached that beautiful philosophy of sharing, of egalitarianism, Pentecostal socialism. But yet we're not narrowed in theology to exclude people who disagree with us, who may not believe in an anthropomorphic being. That's irrelevant because it is written God is love, and you could easily reverse that. Love is God, and there can be no love without equality. It would be impossible to think of there being love, equality, with some being as kings and others living in dire poverty. It is socialism that keeps this community together.
It's working for this community of over 800 now. Do you think it would work on a larger scale, the type of socialism we live here, for a nation?
Why not? We're no more talented. We have no more brilliance than any other people. We have a sense of commitment, indeed, productivity. This is a model community, as people visit daily from all levels of government and various parts of the world. And the frequent quote is, this is a model to be emulated the world over. And indeed, it can be. And by necessity, we must, because 2 out of 3 of the world's babies are going to bed hungry, I believe by a report of the President of the United States. Therefore, we have no alternative but to attempt to live a sharing philosophy. It is immoral to consider 2 out of 3 people going to bed hungry.
What is it that has brought people along who come from backgrounds of crime, of which we have a few, and drugs and antisocial behavior? What has made people grow out of that and be able to function in a normal and productive way here?
A true family, spirit, socialism. It's sad that not all respond to this. Selfishness is deeply ingrained in many, many people. But that shouldn't discourage us, because we have seen the most difficult cases here overcome. In Jonestown, for instance, where we have audio vision that does not communicate violence, I think much of the background of violence and drugs are put before us, paraded before us as lifestyles that we should emulate. So with structure and love and an emphasis upon understanding and cooperation, we have been able to override some grossly difficult backgrounds. It is not an easy process always, and it's sad that many don't seem to want to emulate it. But I am encouraged when, after all, mankind, after thousands of years, has been denied the opportunity of running their own lives and have been living in a sort of nihilism and animalistic anarchy. It is amazing to see world developing throughout the whole of this planet, preaching and practicing equality.
Thank you, Bishop Jones, for your thoughtful commentary. We've run out of time, but we'll be back again at this same time next week. Until then, as always, we invite you to write us with your comments and suggestions, even your criticisms, because this is how we best feel we can grow and progress and learn more about this wonderful country. Our address in Georgetown is Post Office Box 893, or you can telephone us if you wish. Our number is 68787. Until next week, on behalf of Bishop Jim Jones and all of us in the Jonestown community, peace and blessings. Community, peace and blessings.
Greetings from the People's Temple Agricultural Project in Jonestown of the Northwest Region in Guyana. You've been hearing a portion of some music performed by one of the People's Temple choirs. With me is Bishop Jim Jones. Bishop, I would like to ask you at this time for an update on the progress of the Jonestown community.
Thank you, Mike. I think one of the interesting facets is that we have been able to reach out into the community about us with our medical team. In a true apostolic, Christian, socialistic example, Our doctor is going to the community just north of us and to the Port Kaituma area one day each week. We ministered to approximately 73 nationals, neighbors. And this is, to us, I think, the most fulfilling thing that's happened lately. Our housing increases daily. We've been able to build a library. We now have introduced into the area, and also to share with the community, an audio vision based on a TV concept, but it doesn't monitor or bring in TV from the outside or any TV station. It's closed circuit. And we have a library of films, nonviolent in nature, for the most part documentaries. For instance, Roots in all of its serials that was shown and appreciated so widely in the United States. I think that's an interesting development of recent date in the Jonestown community. Our nursery has been equipped with autoclave and sterilizers. We have been able to eliminate totally gastrointestinal problems. Also, most conditions are illnesses that we had stateside before we became residents in this beautiful country of Guyana. As one distinguished American guest, author who just left, and perhaps the most active lawyer in the civil rights fields, Charles Gary, referred to it after several days' visit here as paradise and mentioned that he wanted to retire here in future years. We've achieved, as I said, remission of many disorders and improvement of all except one problem, emphysema, that is often associated with smoking to an excessive degree in the States. So we built a unit with air conditioning, and that, of course, makes life very, very pleasant. Otherwise, the humidity is just a little too much for those who have emphysema. However, blood pressure problems, hypertension, all have reduced. Diabetes mellitus has practically disappeared in the community. Arthritis is greatly reduced. People I see, like Mrs. Langston and Irma Winfrey and Mrs. Taylor, who were absolutely infirm, now walking about joyously. Perhaps it's the freedom of tension, of race prejudice that does exist in some sectors of Western society. Also, faith, being out with the beauty of the country life, animals, wildlife. We're building a zoo as we, of course, displace the ecology somewhat to have more area to plant food. We find little animals, and we're building a zoo. We try to protect all of the animal life and get them back to their setting so that we will not disturb permanently the ecology. And this is fantastic, new development in the community. We have now a monkey. We have an anteater. We have sloth. We have toucan. And we have parrots. And, of course, we have our own chimpanzee that we brought from the States that was being experimented unnecessarily by a private group. And he is so human-like, he can almost talk. I think that the housing development, the housing scheme, the school, the adult education classes, the language, to think that many in the community are learning not only Spanish and French, but the natural language of our people, Swahili. And to see seniors, as I saw one senior in last evening's adult class, 83. This is some of the things that come to my mind, Mike, that are happening and updating of People's Temple Pentecostal Socialistic Community.
Some of the children are learning foreign languages as well, even before they can read or write, and that's quite unusual, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed it is. I've been very much impressed with our basketball team. We're hopeful that within a few days our basketball team will go in to participate in intramural sports in the Georgetown area and neighboring communities. It has been said that our basketball team is probably going to be very professional. Also, our drill team of young women, a dance drill that they give with lyrics to our beloved Guyana, which has become our home, and we love Guyana so much. All sorts of talent is being expressed. Every day we see new forms of talent. The calypso has become a part of our music, our demonstration, appreciation of art and music. And the calypso, I don't know how I've lived all these years without it.
This is, of course, an agricultural project, although one might not know that to hear you describe the various activities going on here. But how is the agricultural coming?
Very important. Thank you for reminding me. Naturally, in the agricultural setting, you have to have food. And we're doing very well. In Edo's, we're doing, I think, exceptionally well in getting prepared for future nursery, lime, oranges, tango, the tangerine. We're going into mangoes, breadfruit, pawpaw, as is known here, papaya, which also has tremendous healing quality.
How so?
Well, we learned of it through a British medical magazine where a doctor had done a kidney transplant and placing some of the tissue of the skin on the transplant enabled the transplant to work. We found one lady, 91 years, Mother Dean, we call her. She had ulcerations for about 5 years that would not heal with all the advanced medicine in the United States. But within a matter of just days, the pawpaw, or the papaya, as we call it in the United States, healed them completely. And now she, at her 92nd year, is walking around free from all those ulcerations. It does work.
And so are a lot of other seniors who have been healed, I know, through the years of every kind of infirmity. And the environment here has helped that process along. The warmth has helped tremendously with arthritis. I remember seniors in their former environments who had great difficulty walking now move about here like young children.
Indeed true. I couldn't begin to enumerate the number of people who have been healed and are, as one scientifically would prefer, enjoy remission from diseases such as crippling arthritis and chronic hypertension and diabetic conditions. I think we have now been able to eliminate a couple of dozen people from insulin who had been permanently on insulin, but our medical doctor and the medical practitioners and the registered nurses have been able to very satisfactorily eliminate insulin. Their blood sugar is balanced, and of course we have all those remarkable medical equipments to test that sort of thing daily, to be able to do blood work, and we have a microscope that is about $10,000 in value, Guyanese. It's able to study for parasites in the blood and the intestinal region, the bladder, and so forth. We really do see a tremendous sense of development every day in People's Temple. And we, of course, base this community on the Acts of the Apostles, where people, after they receive Jesus Christ as their sovereign, their savior, their liberator, their leader, they immediately went about establishing a community. The 120 gathered their possessions together and brought them to the apostles' feet, and they distributed from each according to their ability to each according to their need.
One thing I wanted to mention regarding the health care, the community here is enjoying the highest level of health that they've ever known, which is somewhat ironic considering many people before they came had an apprehension about moving to the jungle.
My, how wrong any of us were that did have apprehension. Not only have we developed that medical care to the highest and just finished thorough medical checkups on all, and our lovely boat just took 4 of our own people and 2 of our Guyanese neighbors where we had found the early stages of cancer. It's just a fantastic community in that sense. The jungle is so misrepresented in modern society. It's like a glorious page of Shangri-La, something out of fantasy land. I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. So much abundance of good air and all the lovely fish in the rivers, the fields that grow so bountifully, the harvest of Edo's and cassava and pineapple. And I could go on endlessly. Beans, winged beans, we're now finding good crop in that. And the remarkable thing that we found in the bean that we use as a meat substitute that many thought would not be usable, the cutlass bean, that has become immensely inspiring. The whole of the forest life, living in the bush, as it said, is our cup of tea. And we grow our own tea. We don't have to buy the soft drinks that decay the teeth from so much sugar. We're able to provide so many myriad of drinks right on our own community and never have to buy a soft drink, and we don't miss it.
I'm sure this accounts in some part for the higher level of health care because the food doesn't have the chemicals that the people here were used to eating.
Yes, indeed. And then, of course, our salt is medicated. If there was any outbreak of malaria, which we have not had any, and the mosquito population is negligible. And now we're about to get the fly population under total control. It isn't easy to build a communal society. We don't impose that upon others. We don't feel that one has to agree with us that the communal life structure, the socialistic life structure, is essential to be a Christian. But we would be miserable without our sense of community. We've had so many victories, so many fulfillments by living this socialist life in Jonestown.
I guess it's a matter of getting rid of one's insecurity. Socialism, of course, means sharing and equality, and as the scripture puts it, requires a pooling of resources, and there's some insecurity about giving up something, which really is no sacrifice, as it turns out, because it's then equally distributed, and it guarantees people that their needs will be met. But until that's done, I guess there's an apprehension about it because of former conditioning as to gaining of material possessions and holding on to them.
Indeed. I'm sure that some had apprehension about the cooperative lifestyle until it came time for an eye surgery, and all the medical community of Georgetown can attest, whenever we have an emergency that our medical staff, our medical doctor can't meet, we send them to the best surgeons, and we have very fine medical people in Georgetown. We've never found anything that we couldn't resolve in Guyana, so we are very strongly committed to self-sufficiency, that we eat what we grow, that we produce things from our own soil, and we're helping with that. We're producing furniture, we're producing toys, we're producing things that we're going to share with the local Port Kaituma school. We're building, getting prepared to build a lovely children's park, recreational park like we have in Jonestown. So it's an immensely fulfilling thing. But of course, people are apprehensive until they see they get far more from it than they give up.
They certainly do. Thank you, Bishop Jones. We've run out of time. But we'll be back again at the same time next week. Until then, please write to us. Our address is Post Office Box 893 at our headquarters in Georgetown. That's Post Office Box 893, Georgetown. Or if you wish to call us, our phone number is 68787. Thank you for tuning in. On behalf of Bishop Jim Jones and all of us here in Jonestown, peace and blessings.